The Lord bless you with endurance and strength, sweet family, Mother Claire began. Oh, Lord, forgive us kindergartners. We don't know how to suffer, do we? Please help us. Please forgive me for last night. Again today, my pain levels are off the charts and almost crippling. The Lord just told me, you are suffering for your nation. Don't expect things to go your way. This is part of the burden I have given you to carry. I am with you in this. Just lay down with it. None of this is easy for us. Us meaning Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I am including all of you in this. But you are making headway with your sincere prayers. Things are beginning to take a turn. Many in the nation are beginning to wake up. You know that every time they try to smear President Trump, it backfires. Of course, that was also computed in the plan. But the main objective is to divide the country in a violent civil war. If my people listen very carefully to me, even this can be avoided. When you know the enemy's plans, you have an outline for thwarting that plan. Refusing to engage in violent discord or clashes would totally frustrate their plan. That, of course, depends on the wisdom and self-control of one side, refusing to engage the other. Oh, Claire, it is going to get bloody, because there are trained men and women that will incite both sides. It will take great wisdom to avoid that. My people, have I not told you that when one slaps you on the cheek, to turn the other to them so they can slap it? This is a monumental test in Christian virtue, namely the Beatitudes. If leaders on both sides were to rise up and explain what the elite are trying to do to your nation, you might have a chance to prevent it. They are also using dark matter to engage people beyond common sense. This will be quite a challenge for the American people, but it is not impossible. If enough heed my warnings and discourage violence, the other side will fail and your country will not be weakened enough to attack. If everyone bands together, regardless of likes and dislikes, the enemy will be defeated. Hear me. My people, it is in your hands to stop this and the inevitable invasion that will follow by your enemies. Don't be duped into fighting your brothers and sisters. Do not allow racial differences to divide you. The plan of Satan is simple. Divide and conquer. Your leaders have the foresight to avoid this. I am praying for you. Pray for your leaders and support peace. This is not an impossible situation, but it calls for great wisdom and restraint. And that was the end of the Lord's message. God bless you, dear ones, and thank you for continuing to pray for godly wisdom for our leaders and peace.